Hello and welcome to the Diva Home and Lifestyle Podcast. Hello, 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 guys. It's Real Estate Diva of the 50 Plus Home Team here in Prince George's County, Maryland. And I read a really, really interesting article today. It was regarding a nursery rhyme that has been read in millions of households every year, every generation, even up to this day, since 1939. Right? This nursery rhyme is so popular, right? Now let me read it to you. Let me sing it for you. Actually, I'm going to sing it. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is a snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and he couldn't get up in the morning. Now chances are, most of us have heard that at least once in their childhood, right? And also, they're integrated. This nursery rhyme is integrated into a lot of books. As a child, we had nursery rhyme books. My parents read this to me in the schools. They read it. Let me sing it again. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is a snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head, and he couldn't get up in the morning. Listen, when I used to hear this nursery rhyme, it used to make me think of a day when it is absolutely pouring down raining, right? And it is raining so bad outside that this old man, you know, the rain was relaxing to him, right? So much so that he decided to go to bed, right? While he was trying to get in the bed, he bumped his head, right? And his head hurt so bad that he needed to relax himself and go right to sleep, right? And in the morning, he did not want to go to get up out of the bed because he was so relaxed, right? That's my interpretation and was as a child, right? Even up until now, guys, I'm midlife ages, right? Midlife stage in my life. And I am up until this point still thinking that that is the interpretation of that nursery rhyme. Not that I read it a lot anymore now that my child is grown up. But at the same time, I've always thought that to be the case, that to be the interpretation that is, right? Well, a teacher got on TikTok. Her name is Jane, right? And her handle is Stupid Little Genius. She gets on TikTok and she gives this nursery rhyme a whole new meaning, a dark side even. Let me sing it again. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is a snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and he couldn't get up in the morning. Jane explains that the person in this story is not any particular person. Right? It's not any particular person, no specific person. It's just a tale with a meaning, right? Jane explains that this, it has nothing to do with the weather. It has nothing to do with the downpour of rain, right? Jane believes that the old man liked to drink and get drunk. And so in her mind, it's raining, it's pouring. It means it's metaphoric, right? And it refers to alcoholic beverages being liberally poured without limitation, right? It's raining cocktails and shots and things of that nature, just alcohol, just raining plenty alcohol from the sky, right? Or just in general, just loads and loads of alcohol. Jane believes that this man was a drunk. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is a snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and he couldn't get up in the morning. Jane believes that this old man was so intoxicated that he couldn't control himself, right? He couldn't walk steady, right? He was just stumbling all over the place. And while he was trying to get in the bed, he bumps his head and he suffers a major head injury. But that's not all. Then the story takes an even darker turn. The fact that he could not get up in the morning meant that his head injury was so bad that he suffered from a major head trauma when he fell down. And he obviously must have bumped his head because he couldn't get up in the morning because his head injury was so bad that he was dead. Yes, yes, can you believe it? Can you believe it? It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is a snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and he couldn't get up in the morning. Jane's interpretation is totally different from what so many people interpreted, I'm sure. Now, the thing is, this origin, the origin of this nursery rhyme is unclear because it was actually written in 1939. Now, I don't know what kind of liquor they were serving back in the day, 19th century, I really don't know. And yet, at the same time, I'm trying to figure out how did she get this interpretation, you know, interesting. The nursery rhyme was written by Herbert Halpert. Now, again, it was written in 1939, right? It was recorded by Herbert Halpert. But it doesn't say that he's the original owner. You can actually find this nursery rhyme, the original one, in the Library of Congress here in Washington, D.C. So you guys have to come to the DMV and then go to our Library of Congress and you can look up this nursery rhyme. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is a snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and he couldn't get up in the morning. This nursery rhyme is so catchy, but I cannot believe how Jane's interpretation of this nursery rhyme is so far out different from my interpretation, right? You guys, let me know what you think in the comments. I think this is so interesting. And guys, I know that this is not your first time hearing that nursery rhyme. So let me know what your interpretation has been as a child and even as an adult. If you read these nursery rhymes, in particular that one, to your children, let me know what your interpretation of this nursery rhyme is. There's no right or wrong. Just curious. Let me know your interpretation of that nursery rhyme. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to this channel and hit the notification bell so you can receive a notification whenever I upload another podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. I'm sorry, guys. Just one more thing. Listen, I just want to say that, listen, the purpose of this episode is not to give an opinion about Jane's interpretations. Jane is entitled to her interpretation, just like I'm entitled to mine, just like you're entitled to yours. So I just want that to be known, that it is not to condone or disdain or talk down to, you know, about her position and what she feels this nursery rhyme means to her. Okay, so I just wanted that to be clear. All right, guys, thanks. Have a great day.